Now time for the Israel Report. It is Yanki Faber. Shalom lecha, Yanki. Great to have you with me again.
Hi.
Yanki, I want to read you a message that I received at 11 minutes past 3. It's from a woman. Her name is Gail. I want you to feel good about yourself. She wrote me this. She said, "Yay, Yanki Faber. I wonder if he realizes how much joy and truth he gives us." I thought you might like to hear that. So there you go. I've made your day.
Yeah. I do. Everybody likes to hear good about him.
That's what I thought. I can hear the
smile
in your
voice.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Good. So
listen, if you have also bad comments, you can also read out.
I can, excepting I haven't had any. Now you're fishing, Yanki. Now you're pushing it.
Maybe I can go to your website and put myself a comment against me.
Excepting there'd be no point in doing that. Yala, let's move on to what's happening in Israel. I'm still smiling though. Start to stop laughing. Okay, let's start with a story. Khalil Al-Khaya, apparently is Hamas's chief negotiator in the Gaza talks. He's been elected the terror group's new leader, according to the Times of Israel. What can you tell me about this man?
Well, I don't think there is a big difference before he was appointed, because Hamas is not really active as a proper organization. You know, before 7th of October, they've been very active in Qatar, sometime in Turkey, sometime in maybe other countries, like in Lebanon, even Syria. But since 7th of October, there is nothing much left from Hamas leadership. Just a few people. One of them is Khalil Al-Khaya. And the second one is also very famous, maybe not to everyone, Khaled Mashal. Khaled Mashal, he was also the head of Hamas. Now, he's not very friendly with Iran. Khalil Al-Khaya is more friendly with Iran. So maybe that's why he was elected. I don't know. Now, nobody really sees him. He's somewhere in Qatar or Turkey hiding. They don't talk on the news. You know, before 7th of October, you've seen them all over, all the time, going into places and speaking and talking and saying this and that. Now, they're very afraid. They know that they're on the list of being executed by plane, by, I don't know, maybe by a bomb. And Israel is waiting for them. And I can tell you, the first opportunity Israel is going to have, Israel is going to kill them. Israel is killing every day, every single day, Israel is killing Hamas terrorists that took part of the 7th of October massacre. Every day, okay? Not every day it's on the news, but every single day, Israel is killing Hamas, every one of them. Every single one, they're so stupid, they video themselves, they film themselves, and then posted all over, so there's their faces. And Israel, with AI, is looking for the faces in Gaza, and wants to find them, they kill them every single day. So I'm saying also Hamas. There isn't much left of Hamas, you know, even in Gaza, Israel is controlling about 60-70% of the Gaza, so there's nothing much left. It was on the news, like, for 5 minutes, and that's it.
I don't understand what the end game at the moment is in Gaza. It looks like this board of peace is a non-starter and doing nothing. It looks like Hamas is reasserting its authority over the food and the aid that's being sent there and being brutal to the population again. Israel has, as you say, taken more territory than they were allowed to have taken at the beginning. How does this end, Yanki? Where does this all go?
Seriously, no one knows, because Israel is also focusing very strongly now about Lebanon, because, you know, the president of Lebanon is now in the White House. Maybe he's going to meet President Trump in the next hour or two or three. So America and Israel are focusing more on Lebanon, because once Lebanon will be sorted out, then it will be we'll have time about Gaza. I don't know what's going to happen, because, you know, what's the next Israeli government going to do? Let's say it's going to be like a different government, you know, more left-center government. What are they going to do? I don't know. Nobody really knows. Look, Israel is now busy killing maximum Hamas terrorists that took part of the 7th of October. About Lebanon, Israel is busy and trying to make a deal with Lebanon. And today, actually, the Israeli soldiers are going to leave Lebanon in some places, and Lebanon soldiers will replace the Israeli soldiers. So it looks like it's going to be good with Lebanon. About Gaza, I don't know. No one really talks about it, because Israel is focusing with Iran and Lebanon.
Are you positive about developments in Lebanon? Are the Lebanese army troops strong enough to keep Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon?
I don't know if they're strong enough. I don't think I'm an expert to say it. But I am positive with Lebanon much more than I'm positive with Gaza. And I think Lebanon will be sorted out in a good way very soon.
All right, let's move on to what's happening in Iran. The U.S. has striked Iran for the ninth night now. On last week, I think it was Friday, I think the Iranians aimed for Aqaba, but there were missile pieces dropping in Eilat. Still, Israelis not concerned that the attacks will broaden to Israel?
No. Yesterday some experts said on the news that Israel is not going to get involved, and you know, even Iran will attack Israel if Trump will tell Netanyahu you're not doing anything, then he's not going to do anything. Trump is going to tell him I'm taking care of it. So maybe, you know, like in the first Gulf War when in 1992 when Saddam Hussein was throwing rockets over Israel. And the prime minister was also actually from Likud, was Yitzhak Shamir. And the president was George Bush, the father. And he told the Israelis, do not mix, do not interfere, do not do anything. I'm taking care of it. So maybe now as well, I don't know. But listen, the way it looks like, there will be a war again between Israel and Iran. Yes, everybody was yesterday joking about that 2 days ago, France, or against England, and the day later Argentina against Spain, and tomorrow it's going to be Israel against Iran. So it looks like Israel is going to fight with Iran. Many jets, many fighters, many petrol jets are coming to Israel from all over Europe. So Israel and America are preparing for a big war with Iran. And it looks like there will be a war. I don't know what's going to be in the end, but it looks like there will be.
Last question for you today. It looks like if you were an Israeli and you decided to go eat at a Japanese restaurant called Japonica, there is a very high probability that a bomb would be thrown into the restaurant. What is going on with the gang wars in Israel, and why is it that they are more violent than they've been before? What is going on in Israel with gangs?
I heard yesterday that, you know, the boss of all these restaurants, he has about, I don't know, maybe 50 branches all over Israel. He said he has no idea why they're aiming against him. He has nothing to do with those mafia organization, and he really doesn't know why. And the police is actually protecting him. Police put on every branch, police car and police are watching it. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on here. Somebody said today that probably the mafia guys made a mistake. They mistaken with somebody else, and they, did something in one of his shops, or maybe one of his people was involved. But as far as the Israeli authorities know, and the Israeli police, the company, you know, all these food, all these branches have nothing to do with the mafia, and it's probably a mistake.
Oh, wow. What an interesting take. As always, Yanky Farber, total joy speaking to you. Thank you, as always, for being with us on Chai FM. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.